Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point, the show where I drive from one place to another in the morning and try to get to a point. Today's point. Hey, why are all these life sim games so spooky all of a sudden? This is a thought that I've been kind of churning around, seeing if there's like a blog post in it. I'm like knee deep in three different video projects, so I think that if this is going to come out as a video project, I don't think that it's going to be out until December at this rate. But I've just been wondering what... The life sim genre is very interesting to me. I continue to try to find the one that will end up working for me. I think I've booted up Stardew Valley upwards of four times now and have maybe made it to winter one once. I don't know, like I don't have whatever it is where the dating, like give gifts, fall in love with any of the people part works for me. I don't really like the dungeon crawling. It, you know, seems, it kind of breaks me out of it a little bit. And the farming is, like, it's good. Here's the thing. I have had a game idea in the backlog for, I think, 4 years now. I started working on it right before my son was born, and I've been, like, sitting on it for a long time. And this, it's, like, fully fallen into the "this will never be made" kind of area. Like, I just don't have the time to do it. It requires too much work for me to figure out how to do it. So instead I have, like, pretty built out game design doc with mechanics and progression, story outline, all of that stuff. So the part of my thought about life sims and, like, farming sims and all of this stuff is that, unfortunately I'm holding it up to the game that I wish existed, which is this design doc that I have. Because here's the thing. Farming is fun. I think that it's interesting as, like, a reaction to our very digital technology centered life now. Like, the opening of Stardew Valley is incredibly sad and is, like, kind of also exactly how I feel sometimes, like just sitting in your drudgery simulator at work, just making number go up, doing a thing that is, like, not clearly tangible to the success or, you know, the greater positivity of the world, and you're just kind of doing your thing. And by escaping to the wilderness, or by escaping to your family's rural farm, you can now just live your life and tangibly see the output of your effort, which I think is kind of like the big benefit of a life sim. The thing that's been really interesting to me is that I feel like the twists and turns of genre, they end up just layering in different styles, but ultimately, like, the subversion of the genre is kind of, like, relatively rare. Like, you get new flavors of it, and I'm going to cherry pick some examples to prove my point, and then you can kind of come back at me and completely disprove this. But you look at something like Expedition 33, right? Like, that's building on the decades of JRPG, like, learnings in the genre, that, you know, developing taste based on 40 years of how these games work, and then kind of going from there. Like, Expedition 33 clearly shows its inspirations on its sleeve. It is a game in that style, and then it's just kind of another one of those. But the thing about farming sims right now that I think is interesting is that the farming sim is, like, a reflection on modern life, and it is a kind of development of a genre out of a, like, human feeling. And then you take that, and now we've done that, right? Like, we've got Stardew Valley, you know, you have, like, the Story of Seasons games, you have, like, the history of the farming sim, and then the modern interpretation of that. And now we've kind of gone the other way, where even stuff like Harvestella are like ways to incorporate like combat into these in like a bigger way. And now you have games that are playing in genre space, like the game Failbetter announced recently, Mandrake, where it's kind of like a British folklore version of that. And I you know, we're still kind of like trucking along in the like, oh, like here's a fun mystery and here's how all of this goes, but still you're kind of farming and kind of seeing the fruits of your labor. The game that has been interesting to me, and forgive me, I cannot remember its name right now, but it's the most recent announced farming sim. I think there's like three or four of them announced at SGF this year. And it's the one where it's kind of like a murder mystery, where there is, you have a farming sim, but also someone in the town is a serial killer. And it's like this weird true crime twist on it. And the thing that is really confusing to me, and it, you know, confusing in like an academic sense, like I see how you get here, but the kind of confusing thing is that so much of the farming sim genre, like this life sim type of game, is that it is this rural escape, that it is some way to remove yourself from like modern technology, or a way to like return to the pastoral. And then to turn that into a horror experience, to, you know, turn that into a story about human connection and like how perhaps humanity, when it is put in this position of like rural small town life, you know, that actually isn't the peaceful escape that you think it is. And it's interesting to me because I don't think that they're necessarily counter to one another, but there is something confusing. Like, there's something kind of weird to me about this genre. Like, it would be, let's see if I can throw together a poorly explained analogy. Like, you wouldn't expect to see a version of a Stardew Valley farming sim, but also there's just doom in it, right? Like, you're not gonna, usually, you would not expect to play Stardew Valley and then also when you enter the mines you're slaying the demons that appear in your town, because like that's not necessarily like tied to what that game is and like what that game is trying to say. Like, it's trying to say things about like returning to like pastoral setting is like a peaceful way to escape the, you know, modern problems that we have now. It's also a way like you will find personal and human connection in that environment instead of, you know, empty technological ones. This is also, I guess, kind of like now we're getting into a Stardew Valley, a Strand game. But it's just interesting to me that there has been like the next genre evolution of this genre that is kind of cozy or cozy. That's a whole other topic for a different episode, I think. But this like genre that has mostly been about humble work and kind of very much seeing the input and output as you put into the world, and now it's kind of gone this horror route where now there's like a killer lurking, now there is, you know, an existential threat in something like Harvestella. The season of death is a cool concept, but is weird. And when it's juxtaposed against this game that's supposed to be about, you know, finding connection and finding peace in the landscape. And I'm curious. I mean, listen, I bet a lot of these games were made in the last 5 years, and a lot of shit has happened in the last 5 years, so maybe that's where we're at. But I wonder if the farming sim plus this thing kind of take on the genre, how long that has left to it, or if we're kind of looking at, you know, another really long tail genre, like something like the JRPG. And I kind of wonder, not because I have like any sort of attachment to the genre itself, but I kind of wonder how this will sit with the people who enjoy these games. Like, besides the people who enjoy watching other people play these games, like, I think entertainment reasons are different, but when I want to sit down and play a rural life simulator, I'm not sure if I want to be solving, like, have that also filled with crime scenes, you know? Like, is that the compelling part of this, or is, like, the mystery on top of it, like, could that just be something else? So I don't know. It's interesting kind of seeing a genre evolve and how people are using it to, you know, bolt on an interesting concept to something that is already proven to have, like, mass cultural appeal. So we'll see how these go. I'm also, like, I think the other one is Neverway, maybe. The one that is pixel art by the designer of Celeste, and Disaster Piece is doing the soundtrack for it. That one also looks super compelling as, like, a farm simulator, but also, guess what, there's an Elder God. And, like, that just seems like a different kind of game. Like, it's using farm sim trappings, but it is not, it doesn't feel the same as a My Time at Porsche, let's have a nice humble time in the rural life setting, and then we'll kind of, you know, meet people, have some fun, and then ultimately get married. So I don't know, it's interesting to see how the genre is evolving kind of right in front of us. I feel like we're not seeing a ton of evolution in that way with a lot of other genres right now, so it's kind of cool to see it in its nascent stage and kind of build out. But yeah, that's going to be today's point, I think. I gotta go catch this train. These damn trains, they keep running almost on time. So this is going to be the end of today's episode of Point to Point. And the outro is, hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out on this drive with me. I will be back tomorrow? No. Nope, not tomorrow. This is Friday. So hey, have a nice weekend. See you later.